Well, they're not going to do that, Jeff. There's a lot of people who suggest that, but you've got a most celebrated coach in the game and they're refusing to give him an indication of what's happening next year. That only spells disaster. Terry, no one knows this better than you because you're at the Tigers going through something similar. And I know on the weekend you spoke about it in the papers and also on SEN.
Yeah, look, I suppose first, just getting back to Jeff's situation there, I was worried, yeah, with the Mick's situation right from the start of the year because you had virtually a brand new president come into the football club. You had a brand new CEO come into the football club. Those two pillars were going to drive that club for the next, let's call it the next 3 to 5 years. Normally, you would think that you would want to get the third pillar, being the senior coach, aligned so that you knew you had three people, all the key pillars of the football club, driving for 3 to 5 years. There was no commitment to Mick that he was going to be that person at the start of the year, which really concerned me. I thought that that was a major worry straight away. We've heard no sign all the early part of the season that it's going down that pathway. So to me, I don't think it's going to ever go down that pathway. I spoke on Saturday on Crunch Time about, and I'm similar to you, KB, that I hope that there's respect from the Carlton Football Club to Mick. I hope that there is open dialogue about where they are heading and what they're doing. I sense that that isn't as open at the moment as what it should be, but I'm hoping that somewhere along the line that becomes the case. I was listening to the Morning Glory boys this morning who were sort of saying, well, what good has ever come out of having a coach step away? I believe there is actually some good that can come out of that. I believe that Mick is under enormous physical and mental pressure at the moment. And look, if he was here, he'd sort of say, look, I'm standing up to that, okay. But I'm sensing from a person outside looking in who's been through that. Yes, he gets well paid, yes, but that doesn't still say that he's not under that type of pressure. So I think for him, it would be a good thing for him to step away and be able to get on with the rest of his life, although he may not believe that himself. When you're in there and you're fighting the fight, it's hard to sort of have those sort of thoughts. For Carlton,
he can't win the fight, though.
No, he can't win the fight.
He can't win the fight.
No. But for Carlton, what good can come out of it? Well, you actually breathe a little bit of fresh air again. I've spoken to a couple of Carlton players. I mean, it just feels like the walls are caving in around
it's a soap opera.
Around that footy
club. That's
what it is. So for them, they breathe a little easier. For the club, you can start planning, whether that's planning to get your next coach, whether that's planning to have a look at some of the players that are on your list at the moment, where Mick wants to win every single week and he has every right to be picking a side, trying to win on a weekly basis. But I sort of have a look at some of their players. Where does Armfield sit in their future? I mean, if you're Steve Silvani, you're sitting there and sort of saying, well, I'm not sure whether Armfield is coming with us where we want to go. Are we more likely to be wanting to look at Bokhurst? Are we more likely to be wanting to look at Wiley and Buckley and these sort of boys over in Armfield? But if you're Mick, you want to play Armfield every day because you play him.
He's a warrior.
You play him on Friday night and he does the job on Motlop for you. And he's one of the only guys that's going out and competing and contesting and fighting for you. You're going to pick him every single time. Mm. So the two, and the way, you know, what the football club needs at the moment and what Mick wants to do at the moment actually pull against each other. So that's all I was sort of saying. I've been coached by Mick. I think Mick is an outstanding coach. If someone had asked me for my opinion of whether he should be there or whether he shouldn't be there, 100% I would have said he should be there. But from the way that Carlton Football Club acted at the start of the year, we knew, unless he played finals, unless there was, you know, this absolute ray of sunshine, I think most of us knew that he wasn't going to be there.
Even the fact that you had on the weekend Bryce Gibbs coming on SEN and saying that, you know, even though he's got a 4 or 5 year deal and Mark Murphy, you know, they had to be called in by the club to say, look, we're not going to trade you. You're going to be here. You're the captain. You're the best and fairest winner. I mean, that's a soap opera. When you're down to that stage, that these people need some reassurance for starters because of everything that's been coming out of Carlton. You know, Soss is coming in. No one's safe. He's going to rebuild this list. Mick's not going anywhere. They've got to stop dancing on eggshells because it's an absolute soap opera and they've made, and they're directing it, they're promoting it, they're the producers. And poor old Mick, I felt sorry for him on the weekend to go into that sort of press conference because the same thing's going to happen against Sydney and every other club this year as they play and they get belted. And there's going to be a lot of games where they're going to lose because they're not going to get any better. Not going to get any better at the moment because, you know, everyone, as you say, the confidence of the players is down. Mick himself said, you know, the players' confidence is down. What's going to lift the confidence of the players? Not much. Not much. All you have to do, but be honest with Mick, and then Mick will make up his own mind then whether he wants to coach all the way through, or whether or not he, you know, you give him the fresh air that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
But you know, all the semantics that, you know, go on at the moment about later in the year and we're on the same bus, on the same train, we're heading in the right direction. I mean, to me, it's a soap opera, and they're letting down the Carlton Football Club and Mick Malthouse.
Martin, I'd like to ask you a question. What happens? So Mick finishes up. Whenever he finishes up, it doesn't matter whether it's the end of the year or wherever he finishes up. What happens? Let's say they bring in John Worsfold as the coach, just for example. John Worsfold says, I think we're better off without Bryce Gibbs. The club's now guaranteed Murphy and Gibbs. But
lying's the second language of AFL football. At the time, Bryce, we were very keen for you to start.
You've got a new senior coach comes in. Does the senior coach have the right, or does the list manager have the right? Yes. It's going to be a fascinating the way this
whole thing plays out. Who runs a club? Who's the number one man at the club?
Do we know? I think at the moment...
Who should be the number one man at a club?
I think at the moment it's the list manager is the number one man at Carlton.
But who should be the number one man at any club?
The senior coach. But there will be always a time where the senior coach loses his powers over the football club. Powers diminish along the way. They can rise along the way, and they can diminish along the way. And as soon as they start diminishing, people are starting to look to others who are going to be still there. That's why I think at the moment, whether right or wrong, Steve Silvani has the power.